This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Anna, what do you got over there?
Well, this takes me back, Johnny.
Yeah?
Back to my good old days in Detroit, Michigan, USA.
Ooh. Oh, the good old days.
I read this story this morning, and it made me happy my very healthy heart.
Okay.
A woman in a wheelchair. I don't know why they felt the need to add that in, but it does make the story a bit more spicy.
Then that's why they added it in.
Woman in a wheelchair. She went to a McDonald's earlier today.
It's going
to
happen.
And she was tired of waiting for her food.
Aren't we all?
Apparently, the fast food chain wasn't moving fast enough.
I've never had that problem at McDonald's.
So she retaliated.
Uh-oh.
Would you like to guess how?
Ooh, she's in a wheelchair. Things are going too slow.
Yeah.
She had a bag of poop on the back and she threw it through the window.
Nah. That's not what she did. Ryan Adams.
I got this. A miracle of Jesus happened.
Oh, no.
She jumped up on that chair.
Ooh,
yeah.
Damn.
Jumped over the counter.
Yeah.
Get it, Jesus.
Flew over the counter.
Hey,
praise him.
Beat the hell out of that $15 an hour wanting piece of ass.
Oh, my God. Lord.
No, that's not what happened.
So or violent. She just said some vulgarity and that
makes sense, I guess.
No, dude. She pulled out a taser and she tased this employee. This poor, unfortunate person that was working at a McDonald's in Detroit, Michigan. So life wasn't already good. Yep, but it got a lot worse. She tased this woman. She tased this employee who apparently dodged the dart, but she still made the attempt. Yeah. So they're trying to arrest her right now, but dude, how do you
Yeah, what do you do with her?
How do you I mean, obviously you can still arrest someone in a wheelchair.
Sorry, I've had the sounder sitting there.
How do you put him in, like, the back seat?
You put a boot on the on one of the wheels. One of those parking meter boots.
Right.
And then they have to sit there for the amount of the sentence.
Ooh, I know how.
Ooh, what?
Okay, so you open the back door of the cruiser, right?
Yeah.
Euphemism.
Yeah.
You wheel the person in the wheelchair back about 30 feet.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then you just, I don't know, get a good running start.
Oh,
ramp,
wow.
And then let him go.
I like that.
Make sure you're lined up with the door.
Dark Ryan is the best.
Launch him right into the trunk.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Or you just run real fast and then stop real fast and see if you can, like, make a game out of it, you know?
I mean, can't you just wheel them away from the crime? Like, no, don't do that. For, like, the rest of
you hire a tow truck company, one of those cherry pickers, just grabs the back of them, just yanks them away.
Yeah.
Lizard Lick Towing or something, just drags them off the scene. I don't know. It's one of the, that is a slippery, slippery slope when you're dealing with handicapped folks, but they're also criminals, and you want to handle them with, like, kid gloves, but you don't.
But they're criminals, man,
right.
And they want to be treated like everyone else, and
yeah.
You have to treat them like everybody else because that's the law.
Yeah. Like, you have to arrest them, but there needs to be a ramp nearby.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really do it behind the back, right? Because there's the seat right there.
Who's
going
to steer?
I feel like they'll just fall forward.
You have to commandeer their vehicle.
Maybe you just handcuff in the front so they can't wheel away.
You pull the keys out of the scooter, and you pick them up and throw them over your shoulder.
Not all wheelchairs have keys.
Oh, it's a wheelchair.
I was thinking electric scooter.
I was thinking Dr. Now scooter.
Nah.
Just a regular wheelchair.
Just a regular wheelchair. I say a handcuff in the front.
Yeah.
And maybe just throw it. Yeah, you just pick them up, put them in the back seat. And then put the wheelchair in the back. There you go. Boom. We figured it out.
It's the same as arresting somebody on a bicycle. You just confiscate the bike, confiscate the wheelchair. I remember when I lived in Vegas, there's a lot of bicycle cops on the street, like on the strip, and they will pull your car over with their bicycle. And I always said to the ex-wife at the time, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to pull over if a Schwinn hits its lights on me. I'm afraid I'll lose my man card if a guy's like, all right, sir, like, what happens if I have a warrant? They're going to throw me on the handlebars?
Yeah, that's really, really bizarre. They must be doing, like, very minor infractions.
Yeah.
All right, I have one more method that they could use.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Make use of those handcuffs, okay? Uh-huh. Don't let those handcuffs go to waste.
Sexy time's about to happen.
So you take one end of the handcuffs and you put it around the spoke of the wheel.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the other end on the bumper of the cruiser.
Oh, come on, Ryan.
And you just hope you hit a lot of school zones on the way
to
the
school. Dude, what is wrong with you?
Who what are the, you?
He had a bad
look,
weekend.
Like criminals, this. Okay? This why should like we feel sorry
bad
for them?
People. You know? This woman tasered a poor employee at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Piece of crap Ryan is my favorite.
I like him. I'd like you.
Oh, yeah.
I like you, too.
Never bring back dumb, stupid, girly Ryan. Anita, what up?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know when a person commits a crime in a wheelchair,
they bring
a van to put them in there.
Lame.
They handcuff the person to the wheelchair.
And they put the whole package in the back of the van?
Yes.
Have you seen it happen?
Yes, I was a correction officer for 28 years.
Oh, okay. Nice. How many wheelchair arrests did you make?
Oh, plenty of them. You'd be amazed.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You got to think they have no F's left to give once they're in that situation. They're probably like, what are you going to do? Arrest me? And then you're like, yeah, actually, I'm Anita. I arrest bitches. That's what I do.
Were most
of
them,
the first thing to say.
Yeah. What, were any of them like violent crimes?
One shot somebody from the wheelchair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can definitely shoot people from a wheelchair. God damn. All right.
So, Anita, my method about dragging them behind the cruiser probably wouldn't work, would it?
They've got too many videos out there nowadays.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Good work, Anita.
Thanks for listening, Anita, and thanks for your service for all those years.
Thanks, Anita.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow, I like it.
I still like my idea.
So you just take the whole damn package,
yeah,
chuck
it
in the back
of the
van.
Yeah, there you go. Boom.
And then you hit turns as fast as you can, and they're just falling around like groceries in the back of a station wagon in 1978, just falling all over the place. And they're like, I'm hitting my head. And you're like, sorry. Shouldn't have shot him. A wheelchair bitch.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.